We welcome you back into the Lander Biz Show. It's made possible by the Lander Chamber of Commerce every week. I'm your host, Jared Anderson. We don't get the pleasure of chatting with Owen Sweeney this week. Owen's off on a well-deserved vacation, but typically Owen's with us to fill us in on what's happening with the Lander Chamber of Commerce and spotlighting chamber members. But we do get the pleasure of chatting with our friend Marty Brammer, who joins us on the phone. Marty is from Rocky Mountain Oncology. Marty, thank you for joining us today. First of all, how are you?
I'm doing well. Getting ready for a fun weekend.
Yeah, it's a big, busy one in Lander for sure. The summer is packed full of events, so all kinds of good stuff going on there. Marty, you and I have had the opportunity to chat on the radio a few times. I know you're no stranger to it, but if you don't mind, again, let us know sort of what your role is at Rocky Mountain Oncology.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a radiation therapist. I run a big machine, which is called a linear accelerator. It takes electricity that comes off the power lines, converts it into kind of mega voltage, and then back into therapeutic radiation, which we use to treat cancer patients with.
Very good. What is Rocky Mountain Oncology, I guess, just in general? Who are you kind of as a business?
Well, we're a cancer treatment center located in Lander. Our birthplace actually was with Dr. Robert Tobin in Casper. When he finished medical school and his residency, he wanted to start a regional cancer center in Casper to serve the patients of Wyoming. And so he began the Wyoming Cancer Center, which was part of the Wyoming Medical Center in the hospital in Casper. But his ultimate dream was to create a self-standing service center. So we built Rocky Mountain Oncology in 2004, 2005, and moved off the hospital campus out east on East 2nd in Casper, and still operate today with medical oncologists and radiation oncologists and PET scan, different modalities. But we used to have a Lander-Riverton bus that would haul patients every morning from the area to Casper for their radiation treatment, which a typical radiation treatment takes 15, 20 minutes. So you can imagine, you know, this long drive in the winter and the summer and the heat and the cold and for just a 15-minute treatment. And, you know, fortunately, we saw the potential that this is not going to go away. Their cancer is kind of part of human existence. And we decided to build a center in Lander and accommodate the people of Hot Springs County, Fremont County, Carbon County. We treat not just this area, but regional. And it's been a blessing to everybody.
Yeah, what an amazing service to have right here in our own backyard, as opposed to a four-hour round trip there, or even longer, depending on where you are in the county. So cancer specifically, it's a scary thing to all of us, and obviously none of us want to get cancer. Are there preventative ways we can go about that, or is it just mainly getting checked early so if we do develop cancer, we can get on top of it early?
Sure. In a lot of situations, whether it's cancer, heart disease, diabetes, whatever illness you can think of, you know, a healthy lifestyle is always advantageous. A good diet, exercise, not smoking, if you drink in moderation, you know, the environment, things you can expose yourself to, things like that. You know, basically life causes cancer. So there are things you can do, but there are things you just can't help. And that a lot of that is age. As we get older, our bodies, you know, wear down and are prone to disease. Sex, whether you're male or female, there is a higher incidence for certain cancers to each gender. Whatever hereditary situation you come from, whether you have family history, things like that, those things you can't do anything about. And, you know, none of us have a crystal ball. We don't know what each day is going to hold. And so when people are given that news that they do have cancer, you know, we are here for them. And like you just hit on, the sooner you can get screened, And I'm not a hypochondriac, but I don't like to be an ostrich and put my head in the sand either. Mm-hmm. But I do my yearly physicals. I have my PSA checked. If you're a woman, have your mammogram, routine physicals, you know, keep track of your blood pressure, things like that, simple things. But when you notice things, that seem out of normal or out of usual, see your provider, you know. I don't mean to run to the doctor every time you get a sliver, but again, don't ignore things. Kind of like your idiot light on your dash of your car. You know, if you just ignore it, it's not going to go away, and it could lead to worse things later that, you know, could be detrimental. And the sooner we can catch any kind of cancer, the better odds you have of long-term survival.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people probably think, I know my body, I'll know if something's wrong. And sometimes that probably is the case, certainly, but also having that yearly physical exam, those routine visits with your primary care doctor, as well as blood work every few months or every year at least to make sure nothing is wrong. Because if I'm not mistaken, Marty, there's a lot of types of cancer that go undetected at least for a while.
Yeah, and some are pretty sneaky. I just lost a dear friend in Casper, who just turned 75, but for some reason, he just in the last six, eight years had not checked his PSA. And prostate cancer is one of the easier ones to detect, but it's also one of the ones that kind of hide the easiest. I mean, there's not a lot of symptoms. There's not a lot of issues that until it gets late stage that show up. And so the blood test is really your first indicator, but without doing that, he let it go without knowing. I mean, he wasn't a dumb guy and wasn't one who didn't care about his health. He was active. He was a skier. You know, he wanted to live a long time for his family and his grandchildren. But he, for some reason, just did not do a PSA. And it wasn't out of, like, making a decision, I don't want to do this. He just constantly put it off and never thought about it. And then he ends up having widespread disease, which eventually, you know, took him a couple of weeks ago.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be scary for anybody who has just received that diagnosis. So if somebody is dealing with that right now, if you've been told you have cancer and you're in the early stages, what happens? What's kind of the next step?
Well, you're exactly right. That's scary for the person hearing the diagnosis. But as a family member somebody who had cancer, it's rarely scary for family and friends as well. And so it's that triple down effect where it really does affect everybody in your family and your friends. And my mom went through this back in the early 90s. And, you know, typically when you are given the news, whether it's an abnormal blood test or a scan or something shows up, your personal doctor, your provider would then refer you to us. And you would have a series of CAT scans or different tests, things done ahead of time, come see our oncologist. And so there's basically two sides to the oncology world. There's medical oncology, which is chemotherapy, which is IV drugs and pills you take to fight cancer. And there's radiation therapy, which is what I do, where we treat radiation, destroy the cancer cells with high dose radiation. And, sometimes the disease warrants just the medical, sometimes just the radiation, and sometimes there's a combination where the chemotherapy is given first, and then we finish the job with the radiation. And sometimes surgery is involved. But we, you know, most of us here at the center have had family or friends that have experienced this. We're very empathetic to the person walking in, and they're scared and they're nervous. And, you know, we want to comfort them and let them know, we're not just going to treat your disease. We're going to take care of you as one of ours. You're our family. You're our friends. You're the person across the street. And, you know, we treat everybody that walks in our door the same way. Because, you know, we all matter, and we want people to, you know, sometimes we go for long-term survival, which is the ultimate, but sometimes, you know, there is a situation where the disease has progressed enough that, you know, maybe we can't provide a lot of quantity of life, but we can provide quality and try to alleviate pain and discomfort and give them, you know, as much peace and you know, pain-free existence as possible.
Yeah, I love that you have the good bedside manner there, the good team support network at Rocky Mountain Oncology. Again, Marty Brammer is our guest because obviously you're dealing with physical issues, but the mental part of that is just as taxing for a lot of folks. It's interesting between the different treatments as well, and I know a lot of people, cancer is your big concern, but are there side effects with those treatments as well?
Well, of course. And, you know, I tell patients, you know, this can be kind of rough. I mean, there's side effects. They're depending on the drugs they use, depending on where we're treating the radiation. The chemotherapy goes head to toe. So you can have a series of different side effects, whether it's nausea, diarrhea, vomiting or headaches, things like that. And we have things that we can try to control the side effects with. Radiation is very specific. So if we're treating a lung tumor, you know, the only area that might have any collateral damage would be that immediate area around the tumor in the lung. You're not going to, you know, if we're treating a lung, you're not going to lose your hair because of the radiation. It's very site specific. It's kind of the, you know, I look at it like chemo is kind of like the shotgun and radiation is kind of like the sniper rifle, you know, mm-hmm. And there's a situation for both or one or the other. But, you know, again, we try to alleviate those problems. And I often tell patients, you know, you got to break some eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah, exactly right. The odds for cancer survival, obviously there's different cases and getting it early and treated early is key. But it seems like hopefully, Marty, things at least through the years are getting better, the odds of surviving cancer in general. And I know there are many different types in different situations, but are you seeing odds of survival increasing?
I think so. And I'm not just saying this for Rocky Mountain Oncology, but the cancer world in general. And I think a lot of it is exactly what we're doing right now. And it's education and it's giving people information and making them aware of their bodies so they go to the doctor, they get their screenings, they get their blood tests sooner. Because a lot of people will say to me, well, gosh, it really seems like cancer's on the increase. Well, I don't think it's on the increase. I think what we're seeing is people are paying more attention, they're being more educated, they're making proactive choices and seeing doctors sooner. So they're getting diagnosed sooner, so they're getting treatment sooner. And again, the sooner you get treated, the better the long-term survival is. Rather than waiting till end stage where you show up and the doctor's like, I really would like to help you, but your disease is too far gone that it's basically going to be a setting for comfort care, you know, right now for your last days, which is horrible, sad news. But again, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah, for sure. I know this is a horribly giant question and not your department at all, but why don't we see more cancer cures? Is that something that you think we'll see in our lifetime?
You know, and that is, it is a hard question. And, you know, I get the question looking from outside the cancer world, but looking from the inside of the cancer world, just as we each one of us has very specific and detailed and personal DNA. I mean, no DNA is exactly the same. So just like that, no cancer is exactly the same. I mean, you think about how many systems we have in our body and how many organs and how many different tissues. Each kind of the different tissue can come up with its own cancer, so to speak. I mean, we got skin cancer, brain cancer, head and neck cancer, stomach, lungs, pancreas, you name every organ and it can get cancer. So that makeup of that cancer formula, that recipe is specifically different. So, you know, if you have a drug that's going to treat pancreatic cancer, that's good for pancreatic cancer, but it might not help for brain cancer. So, you know, to say one drug can cure all cancer, I mean, that's, you know, I'm not saying it can't happen, but those guys who do the research with the American Cancer Society and the universities, I mean, they've got a big job to tackle and they're making leaps and bounds because of technology and because of what we've learned in the past. But it's going to be a tall order to fill, but you know, if we can find the specifics first and nail those down, maybe we can get to the point where we can hit a broader spectrum.
Yeah, just more reason to get screened, get checked. If you've been putting off a cancer screening that you know you're due for, please just go get it done. You'll at least have peace of mind. And if you find something, maybe you'll find it early enough. And then if you are diagnosed with cancer, the good team at Rocky Mountain Oncology will, you know, it's good to have a team in your corner and you guys will help them there. There's a lot of support for patients, it seems like, Marty.
Well, and there is not, and I want to put this out too, thinking about it, not just from the medical side, but the emotional side, the counseling. We have support groups that can help you, you know, deal with this emotionally and mentally. We have a wonderful team in Casper that deals with the financial side, because when you think about, you know, heart disease, cancer, anything, you think medical, you think big bucks. And none of this really, quite honestly, I know is not cheap. But we have financial counselors in Casper that know of so many programs and grants and assistance and things like that, that, you know, they do wonders with helping people through that tough financial side of it.
Yeah. Just kind of more broadly, I guess, here, you guys do a great job of giving back to the community. You've got local folks. You are our friends and neighbors, taking care of your friends and neighbors. I imagine the community of Lander and all of Fremont County mean a lot to you and your team.
Oh, yeah. Again, you know, I've only lived in Lander going on 8 years, but I've been in Wyoming since 76. And you know, you often hear the expression, Wyoming is one small town with very long streets. Mm-hmm. And in the, you know, when you spend any amount of time through the state, you get to know people and people who know people who you know, and it becomes this wide network. And eventually, whether you live across the street, across the county, across the state, we're all neighbors, you know, and we need to take care of each other. And I think that's, you know, that's just our DNA here. That's not how we're trained. It's not how we're told to act. It's just how we act, because, you know, we want to take care of our people and we want to, you know, love on them and let them know they matter and we care about them and we're here and we're going to be here. And, you know, we're just, I've treated patients that, you know, 10 years ago I treated in Casper when I worked at the center in Casper before moving here. I've treated patients, family members, their mom, their dad, their grandma, that like, oh yeah, grandma used to ride that bus and hated it. Well, I know, that's why we're here. And, you know, we do love to be a part of the community. We do adopt a highway, between Hudson and Riverton. We're sponsoring the Tough Enough to Wear Pink, rodeo night for the fair this year. You know, we try to make a presence, not just do it here for the medical side, but, you know, to take care of our town, our neighbors, our county, and, you know, our region. So,
well, that's fantastic. We appreciate you guys giving back to Fremont County and taking care of folks who are dealing with diagnosis as well. If somebody needs more information, where can they get a hold of you at Rocky Mountain Oncology?
You know, just like anything, they can go on the internet at rockymountainoncology.com for our website. You can find all kinds of information, contact information, read biographies of our staff, patient stories. Our local phone number is area code 307-332-0324. And, you know, you don't even have to have an appointment. If you've got questions about something, come up and talk to us. I mean, if we're not already, you know, treating somebody or have, you know, we're busy for a minute, we'll take a few minutes. We'll answer any questions. We'll point you in the right direction. We'll, you know, help you out with whatever we can. But yeah, we appreciate the opportunity here to speak with you and let folks know who we are.
Definitely. And again, our thanks to the Lander Chamber of Commerce for making this show possible and helping connect Lander as a whole. Marty, did we miss anything else here before we say goodbye?
You know, I don't think so. I hope people that are listening will take a moment and think about it, and you know, just remember we're here, and anything we can do, you know, we'll bend over backwards for you.
Marty, we thank you for all you do. Thank you for your team, and best of luck in the future as well. I know we'll connect again, but thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks again so much.
Marty Brammer from Rocky Mountain Oncology, our guest here on the Lander Biz Show. If you missed any of that conversation or want to go back or maybe share it with a friend, it'll be archived under the County 10 podcast and available at county10.com. Every Thursday, the Lander Chamber of Commerce allows us the opportunity to learn a little bit more about a Lander area business and chamber member. So thanks again to Marty from Rocky Mountain Oncology, and our thanks to Owen Sweeney as well. He'll join us again next week, and we look forward to more of the Lander Biz Show.